This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Final furlong here on Grant and Danny. Our buddy Toby, he's doing overtime as soon as we're done. We got your calls, 800-636-1067. Linnell's here. No GP. Finish up your calls on the Local 53's name being more popular than I thought it would be, and is that here to stay? But Toby did something during the break where he threw out a legit nerdy sports radio topic, and we were arguing with each other, and I said, well, that's actually good content for the people. Let's do that right now. Tobes, what did you suggest?
Yeah, so I'm going to actually talk about this a little bit in overtime, but DA was on with Doc yesterday and brought up the idea of the Wizards drafting Kamon Malawach out of Duke, the big 7'2", big dude in the center that can, he's more so inside traditional big, right? He's going to block a lot of shots. He's going to play in the paint. He's not going to stretch the floor at all. But would the Wizards drafting him at 6 be a good idea?
And so So everybody's having three conversations. This happens a lot around here.
Yes.
Because everybody has their own agenda instead of opinions.
Of course.
Now, okay? No, I wasn't arguing you. I'm saying this to all of us.
No, I got you.
I am sitting there faced with the reality, the crushing weight of the reality that I was promised and hoped for Flagg or Harper.
Yeah.
And I get Malawach. I like Malawach. I like his game.
Yeah.
I saw, when I tuned in for Cooper Flagg, I went, ooh, who's that? That's fun. That's a traditional big. That's a rim runner. That's a pick and roll player. That's a protector. That's a useful NBA player-ish, right? I mean, seriously, yes. We're not doing five out with him. He can help Alex Saar maybe play some four, or you can mix and match with lineups. That's a useful player. Again, that's not what I was going into this whole lottery process hoping for. Linnell, meanwhile, is now arguing sort of not with me, but kind of at me and past me to Toby, and he's referencing a Twitter conversation he had with a Wizards fan that you're all in.
Dude, the moment that we lost the lottery, I made my little rant video, and then I tweeted, come on, Malawach, come on down. Because I looked at it immediately and go, what do Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, and company consistently say? They want to create an identity. It's defense. And I think post February 1st this year, you started to see that. Imagine your front court. I get it. You missed out on the franchise-altering talents, Harper and Flagg. But imagine the prospect of having Malawach play next to Alex Saar. You all of a sudden, 2 7-footers down there, by the way, have one of the best young defensive front courts in the NBA. And Malawach, you all say he can't shoot the ball. He is going to develop a jump shot. And I like his story. The only thing I'll worry about with him, and I'm not being facetious about this at all, he's got like a visa issue right now with South Sudan. And I don't know how that's going to impact his draft status or not. But like having those two play next to each other in the front court, I think is awesome.
Well, and I think in the modern NBA, the way that they like to play with the analytics-driven NBA, it's part of why I'm out on Ace Bailey, because he loves to live in the mid-range pull-up, and that's not the efficient shot that we all love in the NBA now. Think about what they want. They want free throws, layups, and threes. And if you have Alex Sarr and Maluach in the middle, that takes away one of those options. Layups are off
defensively.
The table.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's my counter. Mm-hmm. My hope, and we talked about this, my hope is that one of, because Flag, Harper, gone.
Yeah. Yes.
Forget about that. Again, that ship has sailed, and bleep you NBA for that. My hope is that somebody is foolish enough to pass on VJ Edgecombe from Baylor, Trey Johnson from Texas, and you mentioned Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey at 3 scares me. Ace Bailey at 6.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember Tracy McGrady.
Yeah.
I challenge you to watch Ace Bailey play and not think of Tracy McGrady.
Yeah.
6'9 and more athletic than anyone else on the court. There is nothing that is out of his skill set. Now, right now, not that great of a player for a Rutgers team with two top 6 picks that couldn't finish 500 in the Big Ten.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are issues there. But that upside, oh my God, that upside. This is one of those get you fired guys, right? You pick him, he's a bust, get you fired.
Yeah.
You don't pick him, he turns into an oh my God superstar. You passed on him, he gets you fired.
I think it's the benefit, though, of having two first round picks. I think there's you take your surefire guy at 6, if you know Edgecombe, Bailey, or Johnson isn't there. And then at 18, that's where you take the flyer on. Maybe it's an international guy that you've been looking at that you know he can score. Maybe it's somebody that's a smaller school guy that you know can put the ball in the basket. It's just hard. I think the bigger point that Danny's trying to make is like, we need a superstar to accelerate this rebuild.
And that's gone.
Yeah.
And now it's okay. We're here. Deal with the reality. I still haven't come to grips with the reality yet. I will. I'll get to acceptance.
Well,
it's part of the process.
And I think when you look at the other options, like a Con Knipple, I think, is a solid role player. But does he – he gets redundant after a while.
He's a rich man's Corey Kispert to me.
Yeah, and so
eventually,
you
I'm
already
not, right
have
now,
that anything. Kind of a player, yeah. right? And this is what the Wizards fell into for years, where they thought that Bradley Beal was their superstar. They draft a Rui Hachimura, whose ceiling was a solid role player. They draft a Corey Kispert. And so what you've seen this new regime go with is guys that could have more than that. Bilal Coulibaly, when they drafted him, you're like, ooh, could it be Giannis? Yeah, that's lofty, but and he's not going to get there, but you at least go on some upside. Like a Con Knipple doesn't give that to me. Trey Johnson, I think, can if he's there, but I don't know if he's going to be available. But like a Jeremiah Fears or some of these other people, I don't know. I think that Maluach could give you an identity for this team going forward, and also the bigger draft asset that you used last year was the number 2 overall pick with Sarr. You help him out by bringing in Maluach.
Tobes, what do you got coming up on Overtime?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about this. Yep. We're going to continue the name conversation. So if you stay on hold, I'll get to some of your phone calls towards the end of this hour. Also want to talk about that Ken Rosenthal article.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, we got to dive into that. So plenty of good stuff coming up on Overtime.
Toby, thank you.
Absolutely.
800-636-1067. And that basketball diversion was brought to you by Linnell, Toby, and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. Want to get back to your conversation regularly scheduled here. The name is here to stay. Yeah. I know that. I'm aware of it. I'm not trying to convince anybody that it shouldn't be. I know that I hate it, and I know that I'm now in the distant minority. A year ago today, I was not. A year ago today, I was part of the majority, walking around, chest out, proudly, probably 64, 65% according to the polling, that agreed with me. Now, I haven't changed, but everybody else has. It's caught on very quickly. Does that surprise anybody? 800-636-1067. Daniel in Burlington, North Kakalaki. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan. Danny? You're going to think I'm like it, Spalding. Let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, can you believe it's caught on so quickly?
What's going on, Jim?
Hey, I love you guys.
Appreciate
First of all, I'm one of the Section 111. I'm in my late 50s, so I'm one of those old school guys. Been to 4 NFC Redskin championships, and I was one of the third percentage of folks who supported the name when it came out. And I'll tell you real quickly why. For me, and some of the old school, and it's kind of frustrating sometimes, but for me, I've always been just a Redskins football team Commanders fan. And I think oftentimes folks like us get discounted. We really didn't care about Jack Kent Cook. I didn't really care about Snyder. I didn't support any of the things he did. I thought he was a terrible person. But for me, it was about the team and about the sport. Also, too, I'm in the business of advertising and PR, and we do renaming.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've seen on products like this, if you have a failing product and you rename it, you're in trouble. But if you have a product that's solid, like an NFL, it just takes a little time for the name to break in, and it's all about results. People like Coke Classic. You can name it Jim Classic, and people will still drink it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Appreciate the phone call, man. 800-636-1067. Edwin, very patient, Silver Spring. What's up, buddy? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Edwin?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
I think with this name thing, you and I are in the same camp. I mean, completely, all the way. Believe me. Well, I think it just shows how fickle we are as a fan base and how simple our thinking is. Also, maybe as people, but definitely as this fan base as well. Because, like, your point is simple in this sense. You were talking about the stadium. Like, people, like, were polled about stadium experience, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And once when we're sucking, we lose, all this experience is terrible, blah, 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 blah. Once we start winning, people will be more positive about the stadium experience, you know? So it's like, you can't separate the fact that, yes, we're winning. I like how we're playing on the field. The stadium has this issue, that the third issue. Same thing with the name. You know, we're winning, okay, then we love the name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't separate the fact that, hey, it's just absurd to me that people can't say, I love how we're playing. I love everything. The name is illegitimate. It's stupid. It doesn't define anything about the city, you know. And it's some nonsense name that they just threw together, basically.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, thank you, man. Sorry to cut you off there. I know, like, for me, I can spin multiple plates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that makes it sound like I'm bragging or I consider myself so sophisticated with my opinions. And that's not the case at all. Like, I could sit there and go, I hate that stadium and I will never go. And it's embarrassing that the railing fell or that wastewater fell on people multiple times or sprinklers went off or whatever, or the parking's terrible. I could say all those things and still celebrate when Jaden Daniels scrambles for a first down.
Of course.
I could do those things. And some people, it's not. I care about the football team and the rest I'll just deal with or I won't. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't begrudge the other way of doing it.
For sure. And I think the more that we get deeper into the conversation, the more I realize, like, am I weird for being indifferent on it? Like, I know there are a lot of other people that are kind of like this as well, but, like, I don't know. The sports radio is supposed to be passionate. We're supposed to have super strong takes. For me, like, the name thing never really moved me. And that was crazy because when 222 happened, that's so terrible to mm-hmm. say, I was, like, just cracking in and just getting on the air, and, like, that was one of my, like, you know, hop out of the box takes. It's like, I really don't care about the name or the stadium. I just want to win. And the more and more we have this conversation, I realize that section of the fan base that I consider to be a lost cause that like want Redskins back, they're a lot larger than I even realized.
And this is the point I wanted to hit. Let me grab a couple of these guys who have been on hold for a long time, but let's put a pin in that. Yeah. Will in Alexandria. Good afternoon, man. You've been real patient. You're on the fan. Oh, I'll put you back on hold. Let's see if we can get Will. Yeah. Make sure he's connected. He waited for a long, long time. Jerry Largo. The name has caught on, man. Are you surprised it's caught on so quickly?
Well, I'm a female, but the name, it sucks. Mm. And I don't know really nobody that likes it. I love my team.
Yeah.
I will rep my team. But I call it the Washington football team. I rarely ever say Commanders.
Same.
I don't want to buy the gear that says Commanders. And I know tons of people that do not like it. I think the poll that was taken, probably it depends on how the question was asked.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't really know anybody that likes that name. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. And I want it to change. I don't know. I guess you're saying it's not going to change, Danny, but I'm with you. I can't stand it. It sounds horrible. I don't like it. I don't think it fits anything about our team. It might fit the city, unlike the other gentleman said it doesn't fit the city. It kind of does because we're Washington.
Yeah.
We got the president, sure. Mm-hmm. Commanders, right. The army, and all that stuff. So,
Jerry, thank you for the call. Appreciate your patience there. Everybody in their own circle, in their own group, is going to find,
people
either shrug their shoulders and say, I'm just going with it because my kid wants a jersey. Some people are gung-ho. Some different pockets are going, I'll never say it. I mean, everybody's experience is their own. And again, it's your fandom. How you consume this opt-in thing
is
kind of, it's your own. I always say the same thing. It's your fandom. You do what you want with it.
Yeah.
The days of me, like, yelling about or judging fan behavior, I'm too old. I don't have time to say, like, you're not a good fan because you don't love the team name. I'm not. If you want to do that, again, that's your privilege.
Yeah, it's Jerry's perspective is interesting too. Like, but we were saying that there's that sector of people that like the older demographic that are gonna forever be annoyed and ticked off about the name not being Redskins. The other thing that you hit on too is like there's nothing for these people to connect with anymore. What does that mean? Like, you're connecting with football, right? Like, it's the sport itself, the game, like, it hasn't changed.
So, when the Houston Oilers moved to Nashville, and they were, like, the Nashville Oilers, I guess, for a second. I can't remember if they were, if they just changed the Titans or whatever. There's no history there. Like, when the Nationals were the Expos, and they came to D.C., and it's like, we're the Nationals now. Now, I'm excited for a new baseball team, but it's not as if they're like, remember Gary Carter? Remember Spike Owen? The shortstop for a long time with the Expos? Yeah, but that wasn't my team. My team is Ryan Zimmerman. My team is Jordan Zimmerman and Max Scherzer and Trey Turner and Bryce Harper and company. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no connection to the old thing. The Senators didn't come back here.
Tutty.
What? First of all, how dare you?
Major Tutty. Major Tutty is the connection to the old thing. He's the hog.
No,
he's a hog. He's a
not
pig.
A connection to anything. It is a pandering attempt to bridge the old and new. And that stupid diabetic pig has now lost weight, and now it's better, but it still ain't good. I don't know what it's a major of. What is it? A major of what? What branch? What's he in? You don't know?
Major of the football team.
Is he?
Yes.
That's what he is.
Come on.
No,
you don't
come
like
on.
Tutty?
No, of course not.
I knew
not.
You didn't. I'm being sarcastic.
It represents this new stupid thing. But so the thing that Grant and I point this out all the time, and people either don't hear it every time or they come to this late. I dramatically, and I don't speak for him, but he said the same thing. I dramatically underestimated the damage to this fan base that name change would have. I'm not legislating it again. I'm not telling you that it should or shouldn't have happened. Again, it happened, the ship has sailed, it's gone, it's over. The point I'm trying to make is I didn't really realize how damaging for a huge portion of this, what would have been the big pie, let's say 100 out of 100 people cared about the way it used to be. I think you lost 30 people out of that 100.
Yeah.
And you're never getting them back because of the changes that have happened.
Yeah.
That's not relatable to a lot of people, and they don't get that with fandom. I'm just telling you, the pie has shrunk. What was 100 is now 70. You can get to 70 again. You can have every man, woman, and child eligible to care. You have lost the, I forget the caller's name. I apologize for not remembering his name. The gentleman in Arlington who goes, I have no connection to it. The fight song isn't the same. The mascot's not the same. The team name isn't the same. The jerseys aren't the same. Nothing about it is what I grew up loving. It's an expansion team to a lot of people. The joy and zeal that a lot of folks that experienced the really, really, really great times for so long, doing this now, it just feels empty. It's because it's not the same.
And this goes back to you trying not to govern people's fandom. There's no way I can be a sports fan and something, I'm trying to think what's the most egregious thing my favorite team could do to turn me away to where I say, I'm not rooting for you anymore. Mm. I'm a Wizards fan. I'm a Commanders fan. I don't know. Maybe I'm in the minority with this. There's just nothing.
I don't think you're in the minority because you're a young person.
There's nothing they can do to turn me off.
Well, there's no framing from before. You see what I'm saying? In other words, if you grew up with it one way and that's taken from you, and not only was it taken from you, but you're told that you're bad for liking it.
Yeah.
Right?
You're less than, you're mean.
It always sounds like I'm legislating it. I am not. I'm telling you, this is the feeling that has been shared, that has come across our desk here, is not only were you made to, you're supposed to be a bad person because you just had some good memories of Art Monk catching touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And Riggo going off tackle in the Super Bowl. Not only were you not supposed to enjoy that, you're supposed to give them back and apologize and feel badly that you liked the football team. That was kind of the sentiment. And it turned off such a huge subsection of this fan base, and I totally underestimated that.
But Danny, whatever they changed it to, you could have had this conversation with them.
We get to this. Yes, to a degree. It wasn't going to be a hit right away. That's anything that's not the old thing was always going to be met with. There's a difference between that and we are the Commanders.
The rollout, everything was sloppy. Yes.
There's a difference between that and Ron Rivera being involved in the team name and them leaking it out by accident with a mirror image in their own stupid production video.
I was just about to say that too. And Chopper 4 flying over the team store.
Well, yeah.
The night before, ruined the whole thing. So, let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
If the rollout was better, because I totally agree, rollouts matter. I'm a big hip-hop fan. Rollouts for albums in hip-hop are always big to me and determine success of albums, usually. If the rollout was better, would you be more accepting of the name?
Hard to say, exactly.
If the rollout was as bad as of a rollout as you could
do. It is a fair question. And I'm not dodging the answer. It's a fair question. Because it was the people involved that were involved.
Yeah.
Let's say, again, and I personally like Jason Wright, but let's say Jason Wright had actually made the correct decision and not gone on the Today Show, but it had the local networks involved.
Yeah.
Say us.
Yeah.
At the time, Comcast, I think, still existed.
Mm-hmm.
Masson, local news stations.
They dropped
the ball. And had a real, a better rollout. I'd still go, he's not going to be here in a couple years. Neither is Will Missile Fizzle. And Dan Snyder's the one standing up there in an awkward letter jacket doing it, and they have a mannequin instead of a player. It could have been better.
Yeah,
it could have been better. It should have been better, and it 100%. Wasn't. It's still Snyder giving me this terrible dish of food. It's still Snyder. It's a Snyder production. It reeked of a lack of preparation. Because again, this is the same guy that said I'm never changing it. Put it in all caps, right? That guy didn't think he was going to have to change it. Was fighting until the end. They never did the preparation, knowing that, hey, this is going to change.
The Snyder thing kills me because that means every literal thing that he's touched, you want nothing. You want no parts of.
No, and people do
even
that.
Even the good things?
No, people do that. They go, well, that means you want to get rid of Terry McLaurin. No, it doesn't. Come on.
And I wasn't going to go that far, but you see in the rabbit hole I was trying to get into.
Of course,
So that's tough for me, but I get it. Even when it first happened, or Josh Harris and company coming over, the name sticking, people were like, can I stick with it? Can I not? At this point, man, I don't know what to tell you.
Of course, and there's nothing to tell me. And you're right. And Mo and Largo had this a few segments ago. Nothing you could tell me. I'm the crazy one. But to talking about balls and strikes with Dan Snyder for a second.
Yeah.
He brought Joe Gibbs back. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that was good.
That's the until now, or until really until Griffin, that was the best feeling I had as a fan of the team, that it hadn't been good at that point for almost 15 years. But he brought Gibbs back. It's not as if he's never done anything right. And you can parse up and give back and say, hey, that's a ball, that's a strike, that's good, that's bad. The balance sheet, obviously, is atrocious. Among the worst owners in sports. We know that. But that specific thing, shepherding the thing that I'm going to be with until I am cold and buried in the ground, and maybe hopefully give to my kids this fandom, this thing that is in my blood that I love so much. That thing, I've got to call it that name because of him forever. That's never not going to sting my lips when it comes out.
It's a tough pill to swallow. I get it. I've always been, I don't know, I still consider myself indifferent on stadium gate, name gate.
Mm-hmm.
Linnell's just a 27-year-old that hadn't seen a lot of winning.
Well, and
was
for
geeked
you,
up about last year.
Well, and rightfully so. Like, but for you, and I think for me too, like, people talk about the stadium a lot. And I want it in the right place. I want it at RFK. I hope it all gets done, et cetera, et cetera. We've gone through that. But for the most people, it's a TV thing. The games are on TV.
Yeah.
Yep. For you, the games are on TV. Yeah. I don't know how many games you go to. It's probably not many because I know you're working a ton. But even when you weren't working, it's still like, back in the day, I only got to a handful of games at RFK ever.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't get tickets.
Right.
Right? And it was only when the Tremonti family, who runs the Italian store, would tell my dad, hey, we can't use these. So I would get to go. I would get to go to a game that nobody else cared about. I think I saw like the Vikings when they were mediocre. I think I saw the Falcons at one point. You know, when nobody was any good, I could sneak in there in like an October or around Veterans Day or something like that. I could get a ticket. We never got to go to many games. I don't know where I was going with that. I guess the point is, ultimately, I understand that I'm not trying to convince anybody. I understand it's here. I understand it's here to stay. I guess my ultimate thing, and I'll close it up here before we get to the leadoff to Nats lineup, is I'm surprised there aren't more people like me.
Fair.
I get the tweets, and I'm not going to say that I'm not validated or whatever. I get the handful of people like, yeah, I feel the same way. I don't like it either. You just kind of deal with it. You watch football team, but you don't root for the name. You're not buying gear or whatever. I'm just surprised at how quickly it all happened. And all the blowhards that had a catchphrase, just win. Those guys are right. Yeah. I guess that's my surprise.
Not a surprise to me because I was one of those guys.
You had it the whole time.
For sure.
Hit that sound bed here, Mr. Money Metal Chris. The leadoff. It's time for the leadoff. Brought to you by The Window Man since 1989. The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. I drove by there just the other day. Very convenient location, I might add. Out west in Seattle, Mitchell Parker on the bump, 4-3 with a 4.39 ERA. Facing the Seattle Mariners, leading off playing shortstop, C.J. Abrams batting second in left field, James Wood. He's batting third, he's playing first, Nathaniel Lowe. Batting fourth, doing the catching, K.Bear Ruiz. Batting fifth at second base, Luis Garcia Jr. Batting sixth, we're running it back, D.H. Josh Bell. Batting seventh in center field, Robert Hassel the third, not the first or second, the third. Batting eighth, the third base, Jose Tena. And batting right in ninth, Mr. Dalen Lyle. That is your Nats lineup. First pitch tonight, 106.7 The Fan. I believe it is a 9:40 Eastern time start from out there in Washington. Final thoughts today, Linnell. We went through a bunch of different stuff. What was your favorite thing we did today?
Gosh, that's tough. I loved all 4.5 hours of this. My favorite thing we did today?
But I like to ask my kids, by the way, what was your favorite thing about today?
And I'm answering it like a kid.
When I had dinner, recess.
Damn, Danny, I loved everything about the show. You're putting this pressure on me. I don't know. I can't answer the simplest of questions. I just need to go home.
I like when we talked about the Women's College World Series.
Yeah, there we go. That was
right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun hanging out with you, buddy. Appreciate Bennett.
Indeed.
Appreciate Money Metal Chris and Ryan for everybody all around the D.C. area. It's a great day to hear on The Fan. We'll be back tomorrow at 2. Go Nets.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.